Hare Krishna. Yes, I was going to say here I am in Coimbatore, but that's no news anymore. Yes, I'm here. And in one sense, I wish I was back in Hungary, wish I was back in the West. I'm missing out on wonderful preaching opportunities, nice festivals like we had Govardhan and Deepavali, and missing devotees and Radhishyam. And when I think about Radhishyam, then thinking about renovation of their altar. And when I think about the renovation of their altar, I can't help but be concerned that when I'm not there and when I'm not in station, then the donations aren't the same as before. They slow down to a trickle, and with my contact with Damodar Prabhu, that's sort of where it's at present. They're at a trickle, although the renovation is not going at a trickle, it's really going at a pace, going very nicely. Just yesterday I saw a picture of the backdrop, very impressive, very, very beautiful. Very difficult to make the backdrop because 75% of it is covered by the Shringasan. And then I get daily pictures of different things that are taking place. Things are really moving forward in many, many fronts. The Shringasan front, the floor front. I don't know whether I'd mentioned earlier, but we also decided to put another one of these intarsia, which I don't know what it's called in Hungarian, but design, marble design plate on top of the existing altar, which is in beautiful green color, so it'll be it'll be stunning. And that they're also working on, and so many things are taking place, and obviously it's no longer just a matter of making plans and trying to collect funds, build up a fund base. It's now a matter of spending Lakshmi and paying everybody and for everything. And of course we have been doing that for raw materials in the past, and now it's beyond the stage of no return. And of course I'm talking in English, so I'm talking to devotees outside of the Hungarian yatra, and who are many great supporters and devotees of Radhishyam, and they've been really supporting this project. Whether those donations, large donations, in the same way that a few large donations go far, similarly many small donations go far. And I'm going to start planning with Damodar sort of our next phase for this year, maybe the last phase of our sort of fundraising drive for this year. But and devotees feel inclined and want to help me with my anxiety of ensuring that we're doing the needful, things are going apace, and we're keeping abreast of the finances, then please do whatever you can. Whatever you can is greatly appreciated. And it allows for further service to their lordships. Rest assured that we're really doing our best, and what we're doing will definitely be stunning. I remember that for many years in Tottenham Court Square in England, which is just around the corner from Soho Street, there used to be a, I guess it was a rock musical being played. And outside the theater, there was this great poster, a huge big poster, and it said, I don't know whether that was the name of the musical or not, but it said, "It will rock you," or "We will rock you," something like that. So I'm rest assured that once the deity room is finished, we will rock you. It will rock you. Hare Krishna.